We can create an economic recovery for all. Those words are from President-elect Joe Biden in a tweet over the weekend. He said the country can move from crisis to recovery to resurgence. Really? This after the Labor Department reported Friday that the economy added just 245,000 jobs in November, less than half of October's job growth. Well, our next guest says there may be a path to that resurgence. Derek Thompson is staff writer at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington, as he does every Monday. But Derek, first let's look at the headwinds that we also see for President-elect Joe Biden. That pretty sour jobs report last week, and you've also said to us, you know, this is the strangest economy ever, a GDP that's cratered, millions of people lost their jobs, and small businesses have been clobbered. So look there first.
Sure. Let's start with that thesis that this is the strangest economy ever. Diving into the jobs numbers, we learned that the economy added 245,000 jobs in November. That would be fine if we were emerging, if we weren't emerging from a recession, but we are emerging from a recession, so it's not great, and it definitely represents a pretty clear slowdown in economic recovery. And the source of that slowdown isn't particularly mysterious. It's the pandemic and the resurgence in the late fall, early winter. You look at employment industries like retail, hotels, restaurants, the places most likely to be affected by wintertime shutdowns, they're all doing horribly. Employment in leisure and hospitality, that's restaurants and hotels, amusement parks, still down 3.4 million since February. That's not just a recession. That is a depression. So what is so strange about this economy as we head into 2021 is that some sectors are doing just fine, and then you have others like the restaurant industry, which is practically suffering the worst depression in living memory.
Well, and by the way, Biden has called on Congress to pass this coronavirus relief bill that's hanging. He wants another one. But just while we're here, what are you expecting from his economic team in the first months of the next year that will differ from President Trump's approach and impact the economy?
I think there's two places to look where his approach is going to be very different. Number one is very clearly the coronavirus. I imagine that he's going to try to pass something else, maybe a healthcare support bill or a state and local government relief bill. I think that he's going to be laser focused on the coronavirus in January and February. And then second, you know, he has said for a long time that he wants to repeal the corporate income tax that was tax cut that was passed under Donald Trump, one of the singular legislative achievements of Trump's 4 years. He said over and over again that he's going to repeal it. So I would look for Democrats maybe later in the year to look at that repeal. But I would say those are the two places to focus on: COVID, number one, and then corporate income taxes, number two.
But meantime, you're also saying there's another side of this coin of all the problems we're having. You're also looking at records in the stock market and in the housing market. Talk about that.
Well, this is why it's such a strange economy and why, despite just the horrific year that we've had in 2020, I really do think that the economy in 2021 could be something verging on spectacular. Now, that might sound really Pollyannish, so I'll defend that very quickly. In almost every recession since the 1970s, national wealth has taken a beating because the housing market has cratered. Just look at the Great Recession in 2007, 2008. But this time is truly different. Home prices are setting records across the country at the very same time that overall national personal savings rates are actually at a record high since the 1970s. Now, that's uneven. You might have some, you know, upper middle class families that have a lot of money that they've stocked away since they've, you know, skipped on a couple restaurants and trips, while clearly lots of other families are struggling financially. But nationally, we have this high savings rate. And when you have a healthy housing economy plus a high savings rate, that is a perfect recipe for a strong bounce back once you have all of these hotels and restaurants and amusement parks and retail stores opening, hopefully, in the middle of the summer of 2021. People will have a lot of money they've been sitting on to spend at these places. And so I really do think that despite the horrific 2020 that we're coming out of and a very difficult winter that we are all about to go through, the late spring, early summer of next year could be one of the strongest periods of economic recovery in living memory. And I think that the statistics bear that out.
Remember, you're on record. But you do say that this strong housing market and record high savings is about the most ideal starting point for a recovery you can hope for, because demand for homes jumpstarts all sorts of other industries, you know, construction, furniture sales. But you also say, and we just want to make sure we get this in because some people are suffering so much, We need to pray that that upper middle class savings that you're talking about becomes next year's lower middle class raises.
That's exactly right. And this is such an important point because, you know, the economy is so unequal that pain is always unevenly distributed. But it is particularly unevenly distributed today. And it's really important that we get back to a place at the end of 2021 where the unemployment rate falls below, say, 5%, which is going to build a lot of energy for wages at the bottom to rise. That's what was so wonderful about elements of the economy in the last 5 years, what we should hope for the next 5 years.
Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.